This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Where is the end game here? Where is this whole depravity revolution going? And what happens to societies that go to this degree of deconstruction of God's design for marriage, gender, and sexuality?
It's the sexualization of children and the acceptance of pedophilia. So that's where this goes next. That's the immediate play. Their definition of grooming and their understanding of grooming is so myopic. And they think that there's nothing sexual about a man dressed up as a woman wearing makeup in drag in front of a bunch of kids. It's Romans 1, right? Their foolish hearts are darkened. They think they're wise, but they lack understanding. So where this is going next literally is children are being sexualized. Children are being told as early as when they're born, 2, 3, that they're allowed to make decisions about their own gender. We'll let our kids decide. So we are hyper-sexualizing children. And the only reason you do that is to awaken children to the reality of sexuality in order that it might be taken advantage of. But the question behind that is, why does it go there next and what's after that? The answer, again, is similar to the one I gave regarding the ultimate spiritual agenda, which is the utter destruction of marriage, because marriage is the thing that God has given to communicate the gospel to the world. This is Paul's point at the end of Ephesians 5 when he talks about husbands loving your wives, wives submitting to your husbands. And then he goes on, it says, I mean, this is a great mystery here, but I'm talking about Christ and the church, but husbands, you should still love your wives and wives respect your husband. Paul's argument is from the very beginning, when God creates Adam and Eve, a part of that design is this is going to communicate to the world how much the Son loves his people and how his people submit to him. So Satan's going after that. That's the first thing. So that's marriage, but then why children? Well, because children are the means through which believers advance the kingdom of God. It's the training up of children, right? Psalm 127, they are arrows in the quiver of a man. And arrows are not something that you hang on the wall for everyone to see and be in awe of. They are tools that are designed to take an offensive. And so children in the lives of believers should be seen as those that we are to disciple and nurture and raise in the care and admonition of the Lord. And then we send them into the world to do what? To proclaim the gospel, to call sinners to repent, to shine light into the darkness, to engage in the culture, to be a voice of reason, to be about bringing cultural change, political change. And so parents are supposed to raise their children up to that end. And so the goal is you destroy marriage and then you destroy children. And that allows for this evil agenda to keep moving. So where this goes unchecked in North America is a rather dark place.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.